I thank the Lord for the opportunity to come to share God's word with you again this morning.
感谢神赐给我这个机会，今天早上能够来这儿跟各位分享神的话。
And this morning I would like to speak to you on the topic, what do we have in common?
今天早上我讲到的题目是我们有什么共同点。
And I plan for this to be a part one of two messages.
我的打算是这是有两部分的一系列的讲到当的第一部分。
And I'd like for us to look at Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6.
请各位看以弗所书第四章第一节到第六节。
And we will be reading these six verses, but the message this morning will focus on verses 4 to 6.
我们要读第六节第四章第一节到第六节，但是我们今天的重点会摆在第四节到第六节。
The rest of the message will be included, the rest of the passage will be included in the next message.
那么其他的经文会在下一次谈到。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 6.
以弗所书第四章第一节到第六节。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit.Just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
以弗所书第四章第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就常与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。又和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for gathering us here this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢您今天早上召聚我们来到你的面前敬拜你。
And Lord, I pray that you would help us to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth.
求主帮助我们，让我们今天早上用心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
I pray that, Lord, that Your word will speak to us by way of your Holy Spirit.
求主借着圣灵用你的话来对我们说话。
Please speak to us and help us to listen.
帮助我们你对我们说话的时候我们能够注意的聆听。
May you be glorified.
愿你的名得荣耀。
And may Christ be lifted up.
也愿主耶稣基督得荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We have so much in common.
我们常常说我们有这么多的共同点。
And this is a phrase that you often hear today.
在今天这个时代我们会常常听到这句话。
And it's usually used to describe the relationship between maybe good friends or dating couples or married couples.
一般来说这句话会出现在人际关系中特别是两个亲密的朋友或者是两个正在约会的爱人或者是一对夫妻之中。
And maybe you've even heard this phrase being used in a church setting.
也许在教会的场合在教堂里你也会听到这句话。
But even if it is used in a church setting to describe a close relationship between brothers and sisters in Christ,
但是即使我们在教会里头用这句话来描写 兄弟姐妹、弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
Is the sense in which this phrase is used any different than the way it is used by the world?
我们要问一问，我们在用这句话的时候，在教会里头用这句话的时候，我们这句话的含义跟一般世俗用这句话时候的含义是有没有不同呢？
For example, we have so much in common because we like the same music.
比方说，我们有共同相似的地方，因为我们喜爱同样的音乐。
Or the same sports.
或者喜爱同样的球类活动。
Or the same foods.
或者同样的食物。
We're footies.
或者食物。
Okay. Or we have the same hobby.
我们有相同的嗜好。
We're both gamers.
或者是我们喜欢玩相同的游戏。
Or maybe we root for the same ball team.
或者是我们支持同样的球队。
But from this passage, we see that the unity of believers is not just a superficial unity, like the examples that I just used.
但是从我们刚才所念的经文当中，我们发现这儿所说的合一，跟不是我刚才所举的例子那些表面的肤浅的合一。
In Ephesians 4:3, it says, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace."
以弗所书第四章第三节说，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And believers are called to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
信徒们被提醒要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And if we are told to keep the unity of the Spirit, then it is something that we already have in Christ.
那么如果圣经让我们保守的话，那么意思就是说，我们已经拥有了。
It is the Holy Spirit who brings about this unity. That's why it's called the unity of the Spirit.
我们之所以信徒们之所以能够合一，完全是圣灵的工作。因此，在这儿说圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Every believer of Jesus has the Holy Spirit dwelling within them when they receive Christ as Savior and Lord.
每一位信徒在接受主耶稣基督的那一刹那，圣灵就居住在他们的心中。
And through faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit brings us not only into a relationship with God, but also into a relationship with other believers.
借着对主耶稣基督的信，圣灵不但让我们跟神连接在一起，而且让我们跟其他的信徒们。他的儿女连接在一起。
And in the passage this morning, all that binds us together in these verses is in the context of believers.
今天早上我们所念的经文，每一段都必须在信徒这一个群体的这个范围之内被了解。
And in this passage, we see seven spiritual realities that all true believers have in common and that unite us.
在刚才所念的经文里头，我们看见所有的信徒们都拥有七样东西。
One body, one spirit, one hope.
一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望。
One faith, one Lord, one baptism.
一信。一主一喜
，and one,
一神
，and one Father.
一神。
So let's just quickly look at these seven spiritual realities.
让我们很快的来看看这七个属灵的事实。
We see that all believers are part of a common body.
我们所看见的是，所有的信徒都是一个共同的身体的某部分。
There is one metaphor or image describing the church, meaning all the true believers, that is unique to the New Testament, and that is the church as the body of Christ.
在新约里头有一个独特的现象，就是用一种比喻，换句话说，就是一个抽象的观念，用一个具体的形象表达出来，用一个比喻来说明教会，那就是身体。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12.
哥林多前书第
十二章十二节。
第十二章第十二节这么说。
It says, the body, referring to the physical body, is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all the parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节，就如 身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
And then in verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 12, it says, Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
第二十七节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
And there are many characteristics of the human body that correspond with the body of Christ, or all true believers.
人的身体，这个肉体有很多特性。是跟基督的身子，这个是很类似的。
And one of the primary characteristics of the human body is the unity of its members.
人的身体的一个很重要的特性就是各个部分是有合一的关系的。
The eye, the foot, the ear, the hand.
不管是眼睛或脚或者耳朵。或者手等等。
We see each member of the body doing its part.
我们看见身体的各个部分有分工的关系，各尽其职。
Working together, never against each other.
但是他们也有合作的关系，他们不是彼此敌对的。
This is true even at the level of the individual cells in the body.
即使是一个小小的细胞。也是如此。
As a former immunologist, part of my research was in autoimmune disease.
我从前所做的研究是免疫学。
And this is a situation where for some reason, some of the cells in the body change and they begin to attack the cells in the same body.
有这么一个现象，就是人体有些细胞会开始改变，然后来攻击别的细胞。
When this happens, something has gone wrong.
如果一个人的身体里头有这么一个情况，那么这个人的身体就出了问题。
Because everything works together in harmony in the human body.
因为一个正常的身体是各个部分，他们既分工又联合在一起，成为一个整体。
So it should be with the body of Christ.
基督的身体也应该是这样。
But the unity that we have in the body of Christ is in the midst of diversity.
但是我们在基督里头的合一是在多样的变化的情况之下成就的。
So even as we have diversity within the human body, even at the level of the cells.
所以就像一个人的身体里头，即使是一个小小的细胞，各个部分都会连接在一起。
There is diversity in the body of Christ.
但是各个部分还是有它独特的性质跟功能。同样的，基督的身体也是如此。
Where do we see some of this diversity?
那么我们在基督的身体里头看到什么样的不同的独特的性质跟功能的个体呢？
With different ages or different interests.
比方说不同的年龄层，还有不同的兴趣。
People who are in different phases of life.
或者不同的人生的阶段。
Different cultural backgrounds, different languages.
不同的文化背景，不同的语言。
People who have different personalities, different preferences.
不同的个性，不同的喜好。
Different tempers and even different idiosyncrasies or different weirdnesses that we all have.
不同的脾气，甚至是一种独特的与别的不同的一种习性或者是脾性。
Now, is it possible that with all this diversity and the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, that the human body can work together? I mean, the body of Christ can work together like the human body in its diversity?
那么在这 种种不同的各种各类的独特的个体之间，在基督的身子里头，可能不可能就像人的身体一样能够合作的天衣无缝呢？
The answer is yes.
我的答案是对，是可能的。
It should be able to.
也应该是如此。
That is what Jesus prayed for in John chapter 17.
这正是基督为我们所做的祷告，在约翰福音。
In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for the future believers, including the believers that are here this morning.
约翰福音第十七章，基督为所有的信徒祷告，包括今天我们在座的所有的信徒。
I'd just like to read John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23.
我们看约翰福音第十七章第二十节
到二十三节。Jesus says, My prayer is not for them alone, meaning his disciples at that time. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.I and them, and you and me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
约翰福音第十七章第二十节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面。叫世人可以信你差了我来，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
So the unity within the body of Christ does not begin with our similarity, but rather with our diversity.
所以，在基督里，身子的合一，它开始不是一，就是有相同的，而是，有不同的部分。
It is unity in the midst of diversity.
那是在多样的、种种、各式各样的变化之中的，合一。
So whenever you have someone say, I want to go to a church where the people are just around my age and in my phase of life, they don't understand what the body of Christ actually is.
所以如果有人说我要找一个教会，那个教会里头的成员跟我是同样年龄层的，而且跟我是同样在同样的一个人生的阶段上，那么那个人不懂得什么叫基督的身体。
It is unity in the midst of diversity.
基督的身体的合一是在多样的变化的各种各样的形态当中的合一跟团结。
God designed it that way.
因为这是神的设计。
So that the unity of the Spirit is recognized as something that God has brought about supernaturally, not us.
以至于我们不得不承认基督的身子的合一是神所成就的，是一种超自然的力量所成就的，而不是我们自己能够做出来的。
We see that all believers also possess a common spirit.
我们也看见，从这段经文里头，我们也看见所有的信徒都拥有一个圣灵。
John MacArthur says, When we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit is the agent by which Christ places us into his church.
John MacArthur 这么说，当我们接受主耶稣基督做我们救主的时候，主就借着圣灵，就借着圣灵。
Places us into his church.
主就借着圣灵把我们放在他的教会中。
We develop a change of heart toward God.
我们就发展出一个对神的新的爱的心。
We develop a sense of a need for other believers.
我们就发展出一个需要别的 主内弟兄姐妹们的心。
We begin to enjoy fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们就开始喜欢跟弟兄姐妹有团契，有交通。
There's a special sense of intimacy between brothers and sisters in Christ because we have the same relationship with Christ and we have the same Spirit dwelling within us.
因着我们跟主耶稣基督有同样的密切的关系，因着我们有一个内住的一样的圣灵，因此我们跟别的弟兄姐妹当中也发展出一个心灵契合的关系。
So the Holy Spirit is the source of our spiritual unity.
所以圣灵是我们灵里合一的来源，是一个原动力。
Of which the ultimate source, though, is Christ.
当然最归根究底，这个最终的来源是主耶稣基督。
And this is why Ephesians 4:3 calls the unity between the believers the unity of the Spirit.
因此，以弗所书第四章第三节说圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
So the Holy Spirit that dwells within each believer.Helps to empower the unity that we have in Christ.
所以住在每一位信徒里头的圣灵，给我们一个能力，能够在像在基督的身子里头有合一的关系。
But at the same time, we are told to make every effort to keep it or to preserve it, and we're going to look at that next time.
但是同时，圣经也提醒我们。我们自己的责任是要竭力保守圣灵所赐的这个合而为一的心。那么这个议题论题我下一次会谈。
We see that all believers also share a common hope.
我们也看见所有的信徒他们同有一个指望。
When the Bible uses the word hope, it is always used in the sense of something that you can be certain of, a sense of assurance.
每当圣经用指望这样一个字眼的时候这个字眼都带着一个确定确实一定会获得的这样一个关系的意思含义。
All believers look forward to a common hope of the return of Jesus to bring us to heaven with him.
所有的信徒都有这么一个指望，就是主耶稣基督带来再来，而且带他们升天。
In Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 13.
提多书第十一章第。
二章十一节。
提多书第二章第十一节这么说。十三节这么说。
十一到十三。For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
提多书第二章第十一节因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
And this is a hope that all believers share, that we have the assurance that Jesus will come back one day and to bring us to heaven with him.
这就是所有的信徒们所共同拥有的一个指望。我们确实相信，这件事必定成就，就是主耶稣基督会再来。
And we share the common, we also share the common hope of eternal life in heaven.
我们的指望也包括我们将来会有在天上有永生。
In Titus chapter 1 verse 2, it says that as believers, we have a faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, meaning to all who will believe in Jesus.
提多书第一章第二节，盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生。
So we see here also that another characteristic that believers have, another spiritual reality that believers have in common, is that all believers serve and devote their loyalty to a common Lord.
另外一个所有的信徒都共同拥有的特性，就是所有的信徒他们效忠于听命于同样一位主。
Jesus is not only our Savior, He is also our Lord.
耶稣不但是我们的救主，他也是我们的主。
He is the head, and we are the body.
他是头，我们是身子。
The body takes directions from the head, not the other way around.
身子听从头的命令行事，不是反过来的。
The body must submit itself to the head, or there is chaos. Imagine a body where the brain is, the head is sending signals to the different parts of the body, and the members of the body are not submitting. The signal is saying to do this, they're doing, another member is doing this, or something else. That would be chaos.
所有的肢体就是一个身子的各个部分要听命于那个头。我们想象一个情况，如果头发出命令，但是身子的各个部分不听，那么这样的话一定会有，一定是一团混乱。
Apart from the head, the body is without guidance and useless.
离开了头，身子就没有命令可循，就会造成混乱的情况。
The word Lord here in Ephesians is translated from the Greek word kurios.
这个主是从希腊文kurios翻译过来的。
And this is one of Paul's favorite names for Jesus.
这是保罗喜爱对主对耶稣基督所最喜爱称呼的之一的一个名字。
Kurios is the Greek counterpart of the Old Testament name for God, Yahweh.
这个希腊字眼就是旧约用的另外一个字叫 Yahweh.
In other words, Paul's view of Jesus was as God himself.
换句话说，保罗认为神主耶稣基督就是神。
And unity can be more readily experienced when all true believers are acknowledging Jesus as the Lord in their lives.
如果所有的信徒们都承认接受耶稣基督是他们的头的话，那么这个合一的就更容易被经历到。
It is difficult to experience unity when most in a local body of believers are not acknowledging Jesus as Lord.
如果在一个地方的教会里头，如果多半的信徒不承认基督是头的话，那么这个教会的合一就很难实现。
Jesus is the head of the church.
基督是教会的头。
Who has died for us.
基督为我们而死。
Who was raised for us from the dead for us.
为我们从死里复活。
Who now lives for us.
现在为我们活着。
And who will one day return for us.
有一天他会为我们回来。
And when all the members of the body of Christ, even within a local body of Christ, are looking up to Jesus and asking, Lord, what do you want in my life and what do you want in this church?
如果所有的基督的信徒们不但在一个普世教会里，就是在一个地方的教会里，如果所有的人都仰望耶稣基督，问说，主啊，你要我为你做什么？你要我从我这儿得到什么的话？
That in itself is a powerful unifying force.
那么这个本身就是一个有力的合一的力量。
Because the focus of believers, of the believers, is not just on what we want, which can be endless.
因为在这种情况下，信徒们他们的重点不是摆在他们各自 要什么。如果是这样的话，那么就不可能有合一，就会一团混乱。
But on what our Lord wants, which is always best.
他们的重点是摆在主要要我们做什么。
All believers submit to one Lord.
所有的信徒们，他们顺服于同一位主。
Recently, I was asked a question by someone. Why is Christianity the main religion that is being persecuted today?
最近有人向我提出这么一个问题：为什么今天基督教作为世上的主要的宗教之一会被如此的迫害？
If you hear about persecution, it is usually in the context of Christians, those who believe in Jesus. Why is that?
当我们听到迫害或看到迫害这个字眼的时候，通常指的是基督徒们被迫害。
The way I respond to this question is first, I want to say that Christianity is not considered a religion.
那么这个人问为什么会有这样的一个现象呢？我的回答是，首先，信基督教不是一种宗教。
Because it is completely different from world religions, which are man-made.
因为我们的信仰跟世界上所有的宗教都不一样，那些宗教都是人为的，是人创造出来的。
And we don't have time to get into the details, but just let me just list three ways that it's different from the world religions.
我们没有时间详细的来谈这个，我只要指出基督我们的信仰跟世上的一般的宗教有三点很大的不同。
One difference is that Christianity has a personal loving God.
首先我们的信仰是有一位与我们个人建立关系的爱我们的神。
The second difference is that Christianity has a resurrection.
第二我们的信仰包含着复活。
No world religion has a resurrection.
没有世界上没有其他的宗教有这么一个从死里复活的特质。
But the biggest difference of Christianity and the world religions is grace.
但是我们的信仰跟世上所有的宗教最大的不同就是我们的信仰有恩典。
In every single world religion, it's all about what can I do to make myself acceptable to God.
世上所有的宗教他们有一个共同点，就是我能做什么来取悦他们的神。
Christianity is all about I cannot do this. I cannot do anything to make myself acceptable to a holy God. It's all about what God has done to come down to this earth to bring me back to himself so that I can be acceptable before him by having my sins forgiven.
而基督教的这个信仰跟别的宗教完全截然不同的一个地方就是我靠着我什么都不能做，靠着我绝对不可能取悦我的神，而是我的神先道成肉身来到这个世上为我而死，如此给了我力量，给了我能力，能够做出一些事情来满足他的心意。
Throughout history, Jesus has been a very controversial figure.
历史上我们看到耶稣基督是一个充满争议性的人物。
No other person has stirred up as much controversy, anger, or even hatred as he has.
历史上好像没有一个人像耶稣一样激起了如此大的争议或者是愤怒甚至是仇恨。
This is primarily because what Jesus said about himself.
主要的原因是基督怎么样来谈到他自己，看待他自己呢？
If you look at the Gospels, the book of the different Gospels in the Bible, you see that whatever Jesus said about himself was so exclusive and so radical. He kept directing people to himself.
如果我们阅读四福音，我们就会发现主耶稣基督在谈到他自己的时候，总是 他的话总是充满着强烈的排他性，他不断的把别人引向他自己。
He not only claimed to be God, but also the only way to heaven.
他自称是神，不仅如此，而且他说他是人通往神唯一的道路。
He says in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章第六节说，我就是道路、真理、生命，除了我不，没有人能够到父那里去。
Additionally, Jesus is controversial because what Jesus requires from his followers is also so radical.
除此之外，基督耶稣在历史上是如此的充满争议性。另外一个原因就是他要求他的信徒们跟随他自己。
If you look in the Gospels and you see when Jesus called disciples to himself, he required absolute recognition of his lordship in their lives.
如果我们看四福音，我们就发现，主耶稣基督在呼召人信他的时候，他要求对方对他绝对的效忠，让他拥有绝对的主权。
You need to be willing to deny yourself, no longer whatever you want to do, but what I want you to do.
他说，你必须要学会舍己，不是你要什么，而是要按照我要什么来过活。
He also called people who were his disciples to be willing to die for him in their commitment and loyalty and obedience.
甚至他要求那些愿意跟随他的信徒们、门徒们说，他们在必要的时候，他们甚至应该甚至应该得牺牲自己的生命来效忠于他。
This is what he was referring to about taking your cross daily and follow me.
这就是当他说背起你的十字架来跟每天背起你的十字架来跟随我的时候的含义。
In Luke 9:23-24, Jesus said, Then he said to them all, the crowd that was following him, If anyone would come after me,He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it.
路加福音第九章第二十三节到二十四节这么说，耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命，或是灵魂的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
I remember one time I was sharing the gospel with a young man in mainland China.
我记得有一次我跟一位从国内来的朋友分享福音。
Where you don't have the complete freedom to openly let people know that you are a follower of Jesus.
你在那儿你没有自由能够公开的承认你是主的信仰耶稣。
And as I was sharing the gospel with this young man, he believed everything about the gospel.
当我跟他分享福音的时候，他全都信了。
He believed that he was a sinner. He needed a savior.
他相信他是罪人，需要救主。
He believed that Jesus died on the cross.For his sins and that he rose from the dead.
他相信耶稣为他的罪在十字架上流血付上了代赎罪祭。
He was willing to turn from the way that he was living and begin to live the way Jesus wanted him to live.
他愿意离开他以前的生活的方式转向耶稣。
And he wanted to receive Jesus as the Savior and Lord of his life.
他要接受耶稣做他的生命中的救主跟主。
But there was a struggle that he was having that was different from any struggle that I have seen in the U.S.
但是他内心还是有一番挣扎，而这个挣扎跟我在 美国所看见的一般的挣扎是不一样的。
At first he was unwilling to pray to receive Jesus.
首先他不愿意跟我一块儿向耶稣基督做祷告。
And the reason that he gave, he says that if I am a Christian, I don't want to be a closet Christian. I want everyone to know that I'm a Christian.
他的原因是说，如果我要做一个基督徒的话，我不愿意做一个隐藏的基督徒，我要公开的承认自己的信仰。
But here in this country, there could be negative consequences.
但是在这么一个国家，后果可能是很负面的，很不是我愿意的。
And he said that I'm not sure if I can follow verses Luke chapter 9 here.
他说我不敢确信我会听完全的听从耶稣在路加福音九章二十三节所说的。
But by God's grace, God worked in his heart so that he was willing to take whatever consequences that he might receive in receiving Jesus. And at the end of our conversation, he prayed to receive Jesus as his Savior and Lord.
但是神的恩典让他最后愿意接受主耶稣基督做他的主跟做他的救主，愿意一块儿来祷告而不计任何代价。
In Romans chapter 10 verse 9, it says this, and this is a verse that we often use in sharing the gospel, where it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书第十章九节这么说，这个是我们常常在传福音的时候所引用的经文。你若口里信耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And there are people who think, oh, that's easy. All I have to say with my mouth, oh, Jesus is Lord. Yeah, I believe he rose from the dead. Okay, that's it.
也许有人会说，哦，要信耶稣很容易，只要我口里认耶稣为主，就。
But I remember a time when we had a popular speaker come to our church that shared the context of this verse.
但是我记得有一次有一位颇受欢迎的讲员来到教会里头来分享一些经文。
And it really opened my eyes as to the significance of what this verse is saying.
那一次的演讲真的是开了我的眼睛，让我有深度的看到这段经文里头的含义。
This confessing of your mouth, Jesus is Lord, is in contrast to saying Caesar is Lord.
这个口里认耶稣为主是相对是跟认凯撒为主是相对的。
This statement, Jesus is Lord, was in the context of, at that time, the Roman government was in power, and they were persecuting Christians.
这段经文当初的背景是在罗马帝国的时候，那时候基督徒受到迫害。
And the Christians, to escape persecution, would hold worship services in the forest.
所以那些基督徒们因为要躲避迫害，他们就会在森林里头做礼拜。
And the soldiers would go around looking for these groups of disciples of Jesus.
那么那些兵就会来寻找，看看有没有人在做礼拜，在聚会。
And when they found them, they would call them together and say, "We demand you to say Caesar is Lord."
如果他们找到了这些人，他们就会把他们聚集在一起，要他们口里说，凯撒是我的主。
If you say Caesar is Lord, you live.
如果你这么说，那么你就能活命。
But if you say Jesus is Lord, you will die.
但是如果你说耶稣是你的主，那么你就会被杀。
And all those who refuse to say Caesar is Lord, but Jesus is Lord.They were killed.
所以那些拒绝说凯撒是我的主，他们说耶稣是我的主的人就被杀害了。
And this is the context, the sense of Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
这是这句话刚才念的那句话的背景，也是在阅读这句话的时候，必须把那个背景放在里头来了解它真正的含义。
And in many communist countries today, this is not considered acceptable because absolute loyalty and obedience must be to the government.
在很多的共产国家里头，信耶稣也是不能够被接受的，那是因为他们要求他们的国民公民只能对他们的政府效忠。
There are so many verses that tell us that we can endure suffering for Christ.
有很多的经文告诉我们，我们要为主受苦。
But let me just read one or two to you. Let's look at John chapter 15 verses 18 to 21.
我只想念一节或两节。第一节是在约翰福音第十五章第十八节。
十八节到二十一节。
第十五章十八到二十一节。
Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to this world, to the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you."Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me.
世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先，已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话，仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。但他们因我的名要向你们行这一切的事，因为他们不认识那差我来的。
Today, there are the cries for tolerance for all beliefs and non-discrimination of other beliefs.
今天世界上有很多人呼吁包容，对所有的宗教的信仰者都一视同仁。
But the problem with that is that Jesus requires complete devotion to Him alone.
但是问题在耶稣基督要求他的信徒们只能对他效忠。
And he requires zero tolerance for anything and anyone but him.
他绝对不容忍任何不承认他的或者不属于他的人或者是东西。
And he does not allow for tolerance and non-discrimination of beliefs.
他也不能够容忍那些把所有的宗教信仰要求所包容所有的信仰所有的信念的那些呼吁。
So Christians will be increasingly persecuted.
所以我们可以说，世人对基督徒的迫害只会越来越强烈。
And the Bible repeatedly says that those who follow Jesus will also be persecuted, either verbally or even physically, and to not be surprised if it happens.
圣经也提醒我们，也告诉我们，那些真正跟随主耶稣基督的人会受到迫害，不管是在言语上的，或者甚至是在身体上的。而当这些临到我们的时候，我们不要惊慌，不要觉得诧异。
We see that all believers also hold to a common faith.
我们也看到所有的信徒都有同样的一个信仰。
The phrase one faith is referring to two things.
这个一信指的指两方面。
It is referring to the faith by which all Christians are saved.
这个一方面是说借着这个信所有的信徒们都被救赎了。
It is referring to placing our trust in Christ alone for salvation.
也指的是我们在救赎上，我们只能够把我们的信仰放在主耶稣基督的身上。
And not by a single work that we do.
而不是靠着我们的任何的行为。
Ephesians 2:8 and 9.
以弗所书第二。
Ephesians 2:8 and 9. I'm just mentioning it.
哦，这是以弗所书第二章第九节。
八章跟第九节。
第八章第九节。
Just stating it as a reference. A common faith is also referring to. Is also referring to the same body of truth that all believers hold to.
这个一信的另外一个方面指的是相同一个真道相同的核心的部分。
All that we believe is grounded in one body of truth, which is the Bible.
我们所有我们所相信的各个方面都有一个共同的基础或者凭据，那就是这本圣经。
And this is the sense of the word faith in Jude chapter 1 verse 3, where it says, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend or to fight for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
这个信，它的意思也同样的意思出现在犹大书
一章三节。
一章三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
All true believers place their trust alone in the same Jesus.
所有的真信徒，他们信仰唯一的基础对象就是耶稣基督。
And hold unwaveringly to the same word of truth.
并且坚定不移地持守住这个信仰。
And Satan is working powerfully today, even as he was in the beginning.
同时撒旦魔鬼撒旦今天就像一开始的时候一样，他是在很努力的很强的在做工。
He is using different ways to cause people to question and to doubt the authority and the wisdom of God's word.
他不择手段的让人对基督的信仰有疑问甚至有怀疑。
Even as he spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden at the beginning, at the beginning of creation, he speaks today to believers.
就像他在创世纪的一开始的时候对夏娃所说的，同样的，他也用这句话现在对这个世界上的人说。
As he said to Eve in the beginning, "Yea, hath God said?" Or in other words, "Did God really say this?"
他当年对夏娃说，神真的是这么对你说的吗？
Gay marriage isn't really against God's word.
比方说同性婚姻并不违反神的话。
Does not everyone have the right to love?
每一个人不都有权利爱吗？
Would God want to prevent love?
神怎么可能禁止人爱呢？
Sex before marriage is fine as long as you know that that person is the one.
婚前的性关系没问题，只要你另外一方是你所看上的，是你认为是你将来要结婚的那一位。
And another trend, another lie that is being propagated today is adultery in a marriage is fine.
另外一个世界上世人所宣传的就是通奸或者奸淫没问题。
It actually improves the relationship between husband and wife. It helps it. It's good to have what they are calling now open relationships.
因为这样的一个关系，事实上可以增进 这个夫妻之间的关系之间的感情，因为这是一个所谓的开放的关系。
Did God really say?
神真的这么说过这句话吗？神真的是这么说的吗？
To one faith.
所以我们信徒们应该所持守的是一信。
All believers also share the same baptism.
所有的信徒都有一同都同有一洗。
This baptism in Ephesians is not just referring to water baptism.
在以弗所书这个上下文中，这个一洗不仅仅指的是浸礼。
This baptism that all believers share is referring to the one baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在这儿所指的一洗，是信徒们所拥有的那个同样的圣灵的洗。
By which he connects us through faith in Christ, not only to Christ, but also to others within the body of Christ.
借着这个洗，一个信徒不但跟神建立了关系，同时也跟其他的神的儿女信徒们建立了关系。
This one baptism is stated in 1 Corinthians 12:13, where it says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink."
这个一洗，我们可以看到，从哥林多前书第十二章第十三节可以看到相同的意思。哥林多前书第十二章第十三节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
And water baptism is just a representation of this special connection that we now have with Jesus, which the Bible refers to as being of us being united with Christ.
这个水这个浸礼只是代表一个信徒跟基督耶稣的真正的有关系的连接，还有连接于耶稣基督的身体上。
That through faith in Christ, Jesus becomes our substitute.
借着我们对耶稣基督的信仰，基督成了我们的替身。
This means that God accepts whatever Jesus did for us, as if we had gone through it, even though we did not.
那个意思就是，神接纳了我们，并不是因为我们自己已经经历了这些，而是他因为基督耶稣为我们做了那些，所以在因为基督的缘故，他接纳了我们，好像是我们自己做了一样。
When Christ suffered for our sins, we suffered with him.
当耶稣基督为我们的罪受苦的时候，我们与他一同受苦。
When he died, we died with him.
当耶稣基督为我们死的时候，我们与他一同死了。
When he rose, we rose with him.
当他复活的时候，我们也与他从死里复活了。
A new creation with a new nature.
我们是一个新造的人，我们拥有新的基督的性情。
We didn't do anything.
所以我们自己本身什么都没做。
Christ did everything in our place.
基督为我们做了一切。
But everything applies to us as if we had gone through it all.
但是天父把这一切的基督所成就的所有的功劳都归于我们身上，好像是我们自己成就的一样。
That is grace. That is undeserved favor from God to us.
这就是所谓的恩典，就是原是我们不配得的，是神白白赐下的福气。
And lastly, we see that all believers have a common father.
最后我们看到所有的信徒都有一神，都同有一位天父。
The Bible says that through faith in Christ, we become the children of God.
圣经告诉我们借着信耶稣基督，我们就成为天父的儿女。
Before we were alienated from God, we were enemies of God.
从前 我们是与神隔绝的，我们是与天父为敌的。
Paul describes the pitiful situation that the Ephesian believers were in before in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 12 and 13, but now what they have in Jesus.
保罗在以弗所书第十二章第十二节。
No, 二章十二节。
二章十二节这么描述，人在接受耶稣基督做救主以前的可怜的光景，以及接受了耶稣基督以后的光景。
He says, "Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ."
以弗所书第二章第十二节，那时你们为你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
Through faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit, whom the Bible calls the Spirit of Adoption, brings those who believe into God's family as God's adopted children.
我们信了基督以后，这个圣灵被称为是认养的灵，就把我们带到天父的家里头去，我们成为天父所认养的、所领养的儿女。
Recently, I was able to have participate in a big family reunion with many of my relatives.
最近我有机会跟我家族中的很多成员有一个见面聚会。
And I had some time to spend some extended time with my two new little nephews.
那我有机会有一段比较长的时间跟我的两个侄儿。在一起。
And they're twin boys.
他们是双生子，他们是被领养的。
And just to give you a little background, my brother and sister-in-law adopted twin boys about a year and a half ago when they were about 1 year old.
所以让你们了解一下，在大概在一年半以前，我的弟弟跟弟妹他们领养了一对双胞胎。
This is from an orphanage in Hong Kong.
是从香港的一个孤儿院领养的。
They have twin girls, biological twin girls.
他们自己生了一对双胞胎女儿。
And they were hoping to adopt a little boy. And the orphanage called them one day and said, "We have twin boys. Okay, would you be interested?"
所以他们原本想要认养一个男孩，但是孤儿院的人给他打电话说，我们现在有一对双胞胎，你男孩你要不要，你有没有兴趣呢？
Yeah, because you have experience already with twins.
因为你已经有这个经验带一对双胞胎了。
And after prayer, they decided to accept these little boys.
所以经过祷告之后，他们决定领养这对双胞胎男孩。
The mother of the boys, the actual mother of the boys came from a very low and poor economic status. So if these boys had been born to this mother, they also would be of the same status.
这对双胞胎男孩，他们的亲生母亲是来自一个一个经济上的很低层的社会低层的人，所以如果这个母亲抚养这两个孩子的话，那么他们也会留在这个社会的这个低层下层的阶级。
And their mother wanted to have them aborted, and she went to the clinic, but she was told that she was too far along, and they wouldn't do that.
所以这位母亲她原本是想堕胎的，但是医生跟她说，她的孩子胎儿已经太大了，所以堕胎有危险。
So I guess Weixian, and also just it was ethically not proper, but okay, anyway. So anyway, she just decided at the end she'll just give them up right away at birth.
所以最后她决定, 她把孩子, 生下来, 然后让人, 领养。
So she signed them off as soon as they were born.
所以她就在, 就签字了。
And the orphanage was required to look for the father for 1 year before they, these little boys were eligible to adopt. But after 1 year of looking in China for the father, okay, which is like a needle in a haystack, they did not find him. Okay, so basically, these little boys had no father.
所以根据法律, 这个孤儿院必须要等一年, 在这一年当中, 他们, 有责任要寻找, 这个孩子的, 生父, 好像是在中国, 那么, 他们找不到, 所以一年之后, 这个孩子才, 这两个孩子才有资格被领养。
After adoption, they were given new names.
我的弟弟跟弟妹, 领养了他们之后, 给了他们新的名字。
They were given a new family.
也给了他们一个新的家。
They were elevated to a new status, a new identity.
他们, 身份, 他们的, 从此就被抬高了不少。
They had no father.
他们原本是没有父亲的。
But now I can see them, when my brother was there at the reunion, they would just run around and then they'd go around and they'd go and hug their dad and they'd go, Baba.
我亲眼看见, 这两个孩子, 他们, 他们, 要, 他们跑, 跑到我弟弟, 就是他们的父亲面前, 很亲密地喊他爸爸, 要他抱。
And I also love it when they come in and hug my leg and go, Bobo.
我也很喜欢他们, 会来到我的面前, 让我抱他们, 叫他, 叫我伯伯。
They're now dearly loved by their new family.
现在, 大家都, 家人都非常爱他们。
They have a new future, a new hope.
他们有, 新的, 前途, 他们也有, 崭新的盼望。
And the concept of adoption is a beautiful one in Scripture.
所以, 那么在圣经里头, 这个领养或认养的, 观念是非常, 美丽的。
Romans 8:15 calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of adoption.
罗马书第八章,
15节。
15节。
And it says, by him we cry, Abba, Father. By the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, now we can come before God and call him, Baba.
罗马书第八章第十五节, 你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的心, 因此我们呼叫, Abba, 父。
All who were believers have been adopted into the family of God.
所有, 基督的, 真信徒都被, 领养到神的家中。
We have been given a new name.
我们, 给了一个新的名字。
The Bible says in Revelation 2:17 that to him who overcomes, this is describing the believer, the victorious one, to him who overcomes, I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. Each one, each believer has their own unique name.
启示录第二章,
十七,
十七节, 这么描述, 这样的情况, 圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡而有耳的就应当听, 得胜的, 我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他, 并赐给他一块白石, 石上写着新名, 除了那领受的以外,没有人能认识。换句话说, 信耶稣基督的人, 他们, 给了一个新的名字。We
have a new name, a new family.
我们有一个新名, 我们有个新家。Before,
we did not have God in this world, but now we are known by God.
从前, 我们, 在这世上没有神, 现在, 我们, 是神家中的一员, 神, 知道我们, 认识我们。
We have a new identity, a new status, a new future and hope
我们有一个新的身份，我们有一个新的盼望，我们有一个新的未来。
The Bible says we also have a new inheritance.
圣经也告诉我们，所有的信徒们都有同样的基业，承受同样的基业。
When one of my brother's colleagues found out that he was planning to adopt a child, this colleague asked him, "When you adopt this child, when you have your adopted child, will he already, will he also have the same share in your inheritance or will?"
我的弟弟的一个同事，当他知道我弟弟打算领养孩子的时候，他问他，你所领养的孩子将来是不是能够同样的有资格能够分享你的资产呢？
And my brother said, of course, when he becomes mine, he'll just be like my child and just like my daughters, and he will share everything that we have.
我的弟弟回答说，当然，当他们成为我的儿子之后，他们跟我的女儿一样，可以承受我的产业。
And the colleague tried to be more specific.
那么这个同事他想要更进一步的了解，更详细的。
So will your adopted child have the same percentage of inheritance? Like maybe your biological daughters will get like maybe 60%, and maybe there, since they're just adopted, maybe 40%, something like that.
所以这位同事追问他，那么你这个领养的孩子跟你的亲生的女儿，他们是不是真的能够平分你的产业呢？
My brother said, of course, they will have equal parts.
我的弟弟回答说，是的。
And that's what we have in Jesus. As Romans 8:17 says, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
那么同样的，作为神的儿女，我们跟基督一样，可以跟基督同坐后次，同承受基业，就像罗马书第八章第十七节告诉我们的。
可以读一下。
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同坐后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
You could say that Christ is the true Son.
我们可以这么说，基督是天父的真正的真儿子。
We are just adopted children.
我们是天父的领养的孩子。
But we share in the inheritance of Christ. What he has is ours.
但是我们将来会跟基督一样，一同承受天父的产业。基督有什么，我们也有什么。
And these, my dear brothers and sisters, are the grounds for the unity that we have.
而这些，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，就是我们在主里应该学习合一团结的基础。
One body, one spirit, one hope.
一个身子，一个灵，圣灵，还有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father.
一主，一信，一喜。一位天父父神。
All of these are through faith alone in Christ alone.
而所有的这些都只能通过信耶稣才能够得到。
And yet so often believers are not experiencing the unity in Christ because of relatively minor differences.
但是常常信徒们不能够真正的领略或经验到这样一样的合一或者是团结，是因为就为了一些小小的分歧。
Overlooking all that we have in common.
而忽略了我们所共同拥有的那七样这七样东西。
In closing.
最后。
In Christ, this is all that we have in common, and all that we have in common is eternal.
我要提到的就是在基督里我刚才所说的是信徒们所共同拥有的而这些都是有永恒的。
But apart from Christ, all that we have in common is only temporary.
离开了耶稣，离开了基督，人与人之间的共同点只不过是暂时的。
And it is nothing in comparison to what we have in common with Jesus.
当把我们把在世界上所有的共同点跟在主里头所有的共同点比的时候前者就显得不足轻重了。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we desire to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，我们渴望要敬拜你。
And Father, we thank you that we belong to you.
我们感谢你你让我们属于你。
But that is only because of the sacrifice of your one and only beloved Son, Jesus, on the cross.For us, for our sins.
这完全是因为你让你的独生爱子死在十字架上，担当了我们的罪。
Where before we had nothing, we had no hope, we did not have God.
在从前我们什么都没有，我们没有指望，我们没有神。
But now through the sacrifice of Jesus, the dividing wall of hostility.Between us and you has been broken down. And not only the dividing wall of hostility between us and you, but also the dividing wall of hostility between us and brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是因着主耶稣基督的牺牲的爱，我们跟神之间那堵无形的充满敌意的仇恨的墙已经被拆倒了。不但如此，我们与弟兄姐妹之间的充满敌意仇恨的墙也被拆倒了。
Father, we have so much in common through faith in Christ.
主啊，借着在对耶稣基督的信，我们信徒之间是有如此多的共同点。
And Lord, I pray that even as the choir sang this morning, that the time is indeed short.
亲爱的主，我们在你面前的祷告是，就像诗班刚才所唱的诗，我们的来日无多。
That Father, in these last days of the last days, Father, it is so important that we are coming together, Lord, looking to Jesus, Lord, desiring the same goals, desiring that the gospel be shared and that people would come to faith in Jesus.
在这末代的末期，我们实在是需要。信徒们能够共同仰望主耶稣基督，让我们并且共同一起努力，一致对外传救恩。
Help us, Lord, to serve you together.
求主帮助我们，让我们殷勤为你做工。
That we are working with each other and not against each other.
我们能够彼此团结合作，而不是彼此为敌。
Help us to be under the control of your Holy Spirit.
帮助我们能够受同一位同样的圣灵的掌管。
Help us all to be looking constantly at the author and finisher of our faith, our Lord Jesus.
帮助我们能够仰望那创始信心创始成中的神。
And may you use us to bring glory to your name.
求主使用我们让你的名得荣耀。
And to bring many into your kingdom.
并且使用我们，让更多的人来进入你的国度。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.